do it.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Travel World. It's the crazy guys back from Hawaii, Waikiki Beach. It's Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford in the studio, and the wonderful, lovely Sandra Phillips joining us once again. I guess I got my wish once again because she brought all kinds of
all those gifts. Good morning. I'm Stephen Pickford, and begin this morning just to wrap up what we did for the past week.
Wow.
In Hawaii.
Yeah.
Great, great place. And I couldn't say enough about Northwest Airlines. Right on time. Tried their world business class on the way back. How many other U.S. carriers have electronic footrests and individual entertainment consoles? This is the KLM style of service brought to domestic travel aboard the wings of Northwest.
You got an electric footrest?
Yeah. You did talk about your vibrating chair, but that was because it was
a
little bit rough.
That's a different room.
No longer in business. I don't think, but the great flight.
It's one of Chad's places, yes.
Lovely food. Here's some of the menu in the world business class. Herb fried chicken with warm barley salad or braised beef short ribs with potatoes, carrots,
wow,
and onions. Fine dining in the air aboard Northwest. So
it was
highly
really something. They served us supper, they served us breakfast and everything. Now myself, I just flaked out through the whole thing. Thanks to Steve, we got ourselves into business class and I was able to sleep on the airplane. I think the funniest moment came. Now, you know this guy, Sandra. When we're sitting on the plane, and it's 8 hours later, we're sitting there, about to land, and Steve says, well, I guess I must have slept. I don't know how I could have sat in this chair for 8 hours without reading my paper, without going stark raving mad.
And when you try to figure out how
imagine
I would have looked.
Imagine this guy stark raving mad. They're beating his head against
the
side.
They do, wanting to get out. But, no, the seats were so comfortable, I must have fallen asleep and didn't even know it. So that's something to be said about Northwest World Business Class, that I could get through a long flight to Hawaii and arrive as refreshed and relaxed as could possibly be after 12 and a half hours.
Well, I know. It was always made better because every leg of the flight I telephoned Lori, and that always made me feel good. So that's a very good thing. And, of course, the hands of Chad behind the console who helped us in great style last week. Thanks for all your great help. And
you call that great style?
Oh, it was great. The guy who was telling us all the things that you were saying behind the scenes, and you were rotating three particular words, you know. And
in continual sequence.
I don't know, something
on playback
like, something that rhymes with sit and truck and
that makes me a professional.
Yes, the
yes,
rhyming
course.
Words.
But we know that Chad, and he's flying around, you know, the control booth trying to get this thing up and running. And of course we had our own technician on our side. He was sitting there killing himself laughing, going, I said, that's Chad, he's trying his very best. He did a great job. We brought your stuff back. We got him a keychain license plate which says the hands of Chad with Hawaii on it. And we also got him a great calendar. I don't know, Steve was thinking we should have got one with men. That's what Eli said, but...
remember, I can still turn off your mics.
And yeah, something like the exotic girls of Hawaii.
So you can remember Hawaii every day through 1999.
I remember we took that seaside massage. Over
oh, yes, the oceanside massage at the Orchid at Mauna Lani. That's very restful. But as soon as we went into the tent, it seemed like it was going to blow down. The wind picked up.
It was funny because they had Stephen's name wrong. They thought his name was Stephanie Picklin, and they thought we were a couple.
And they put us together in one tent. Now, that's something I will always remember. Also, the Orchid at Mauna Lani.
We gotta stop doing stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Make a comment now.
Yeah, go ahead. You're going to get a wrong idea about us.
The Orchid at Mauna Lani, that was a nice hotel, too. We took up some tennis lessons. Richard Stumpf, the director of tennis, with his tennis program that gets you a whole new focus on keep your eye on the ball,
that
basically.
That was pretty good, yeah.
Is his premise.
Bounce
and it makes
hit.
It bounce hit, and it makes it easier than, you just think, oh, I can't take up tennis. It might be more difficult, but he makes it into very easy to understand one-on-one
that was
steps.
That discipline at your house when you were a child, eh? Bounce, hit, bounce, hit.
And what else did we do? Well, we also, a recommendation for Trans-Hawaiian, there's the airport shuttle service. If you're not renting a car, you're just staying in Honolulu. Trans-Hawaiian operates airport shuttle service. The tip is buy your round-trip ticket when you arrive, because this way you save 25%, and you just call 2 hours prior to your return. They'll pick you up at your hotel. So if you're not renting a car, Trans-Hawaiian Waikiki Airport Shuttle Express will take you door to door.
And that dollar rent-a-car was sure something. We had ourselves a Chrysler LeBaron convertible.
That's the type of car. Really gives you the feel of Hawaii. You go riding around on Oahu or any of the other islands with the top down. Dollar's the only rental car company with a location on each of the six islands. And the tip, again, is prepay it here. I mean, we at Zagri Travel represent Holiday House, and Holiday House has the whole wide range of hotels, everything from one star to five star, car rentals, inter-island air. Prepay it in advance in Canadian dollars, and you save a lot of that bite of the devaluation of the Canadian dollar is taken back in your benefit because they've negotiated special rates.
Definitely. And the other thing, a telephone tip for everybody. I don't know if you know this, but if you're going anywhere in the States, especially Hawaii, take your Bell Canada calling card. When you get a phone, they usually give you one of these. It's a way to bill it to your phone number. And the calling card is important because you'll save oodles of money. I mean, the best phone system in the world is right here in Canada, and the technology is mainly developed right here in Montreal. And the thing is, if you use this instead of the phone service, like the hotel phone, the hotel will charge you, like even on 800 numbers, they'll charge you past a 10-minute call. But if you're using your Bell Canada calling card, on the other hand, a lot less money. And you have to use the 1-800-CALL-ATT.
Right.
To get through the AT&T system. And the Bell Canada calling card and the number does work on the AT&T wireless phone.
Yes, so if you're flying aboard Northwest on their domestic service, AT&T wireless telephones connect you to your office or your home so you can make those important telephone calls. Had an opportunity en route to the Hiltons in Hawaii to stop up at the Minneapolis Airport Hilton. So if a lot of people are passing by Minneapolis, big business destination, the hometown of Northwest Airlines, can recommend the Minneapolis Airport Hilton. What I like there, it's only around 3 minutes from the airport, but the health club and the indoor pool and the whirlpools are open till midnight. So if you're coming in on a late flight, and a lot of those times they close them down at 9 or 10 p.m., hey, after 10 p.m., it's adults only, swimming pool, the fitness club.
That's your kind of hot tub. Oh, yeah. Adults
only? Adults only. They're open till midnight, so if you're coming in late. So the Minneapolis Airport Hilton, in-room coffee makers and ironing boards and dryers and the ironing boards and, a lot of in-room amenities that you can take advantage of for the upscale business traveler. So
get ready for a break. Should we talk about...
Talking about upscale business travelers, but people who want to save money and they're heading towards different business points in the province of Quebec. Air Montreal is just-in-time travel. Call 631-2111, and you call today, fly tomorrow, no advance purchase necessary. You save consistently 50% off what other airlines are charging for travel to places like Val-d'Or, Bagotville, Quebec City, Rouen, Mont-Joli. You save by getting the free parking at Ryan Avenue Terminal, and no airport improvements fee to pay. So Air Montreal for just-in-time travel throughout the province of Quebec, 631-2111.
Chad, there was a lady in Hawaii who sends this message to you. Roll the break. AM 600 Montreal.
When it comes to your favorite brand names and looking your very best, Cavendish Mall is where to shop at this season. Quality selection and styles you'll love from Edition L, Cotton Jenny, Jekyll, Gigi, Kendo, Carissia, Browns, and The Gap. Cavendish Mall, where you'll find a unique choice for all your necessities from Aldo, Kelkahose, Spa Saint Laurent, Creation Coiffure, Naturalizer, Lingerie Select, Boutique Lillian Roots, huge playground, restaurants, cinemas, and stores. Cavendish Mall in Côte Saint-Luc.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langill Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langills with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langill's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langill's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
having a cup of coffee this Saturday morning and up and about. I'm Lita Polson at Boulay Mountaineau, St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada and Kirkland. Feeling great about shopping here. Very spacious with complete bedrooms, complete living rooms, complete dining rooms, too, for you on display. And the best products on the market at the best possible price with a big mattress promotion going on for this weekend. First of all, we have more than five Simmons models to choose from, starting at $399 for the double-size mattress. And the promotion this weekend, the free remote car starter from Vitro Plus, a $199.95 value, installation included with the purchase of a Simmons mattress, like the Caress Plus Beauty Sleep Double Size, offered regularly at $599. We have it at $399, or you can choose two with the car starter, the Inspiration at $499, the Premium at $599, the Quietude for $699, or the Diamant for $849, and that's all double size mattresses too. This is a great place to do your Saturday shopping for your home. Boulay Mountaineau, St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
You know, when it comes to eating, folks say to me, hey, Tasso, how come your pants are so tight? Well, I love eating and I love cooking. And if you love the same things I do, I invite you to the Salon Gastronomie November 5th through November 8th, Place Bonaventure, brought to you by Maxi and Maxi and Company and Provigo. The latest in techniques. You've got chefs from all over. We have the latest in appliances and all kinds of fun eating and drinking. If you even want to know about cigars, hey, they're there too. Don't forget it. Salon Gastronomie, brought to you by Primo and Natural Ultra Cream, Place Bonaventure, now.
Hi, this is Carol Hamilton from Annapolis, Maryland. Stay listening to Travel World with Stephen Fixford on CIQC Talk Radio 600.
Talk Radio 600, CIQC.
Well, Chad, there was this one Hawaiian girl, and she sent that directly to you. So don't you feel special?
I sure do. I feel more than special.
That's why Chad isn't special ed. No.
One last comment about Hawaii.
Yeah.
You can call 1-800-GO-HAWAII, and they can send you all the information you need from the Hawaii Visitors and Convention Bureau. You can even find out, I know some of our listeners are really interested to find out, that the state bird is the nene goose, and the state flower is the hibiscus.
The nene goose?
Yes, the nene goose.
That would be the...
Not the ninny goose. No.
No, so, well, there is one other thing to mention about Hawaii, and that's in line with Remembrance Day, which is coming up. Sparky was mentioning that, Sparky, of course, Mark Shalhoub from The Sports Guy, was mentioning that I was wearing two poppies, of course, for the Atlantic and Pacific War. My parents, one was interned in a Japanese prison camp in Indonesia, and my other one was hiding from Nazis in Europe. So you could say I'm a bit of a direct result of the war, so, and... Of course, the Dutch are very, very grateful to Canada for what they've done in the war. So I always wear at least two poppies to commemorate that. In line with that, in Hawaii, we did visit the USS Arizona Memorial in Pearl Harbor.
It's a very moving tribute.
Yeah, and along with that, we also went down to, there was a submarine, the
USS Bolton,
and that was called the Pearl Harbor Avenger. It's a very moving exhibit. Anybody, you can't go to Hawaii without at least seeing that, and they urge you, do be respectful, because it is a tomb.
No cellular phones, and talking, and keep your voice low, and no throwing things in the water. You have to. You're visiting a cemetery. You're visiting
exactly.
A very special place where over 1,100 sailors lost their lives.
On the Arizona alone. So that was one of the great trips. Now, going to Hawaii was a wonderful, wonderful journey. I got a lot of videotape of it. We did a lot of imitations of Eli Khoury when we were out there.
Yes, everyone knows him now.
Yes, he's well-known. Of course, Eli is very coolant about things. And we were talking about, are we going to enjoy this? Are we going to enjoy that? And Eli says, relax, it's Hawaii, man.
And it became part of the language.
That's it. So, Eli, we took a tribute to you. And, of course, we also sent coffee to you, Keith Randall. That's going to be a tradition on everything. Keith wants scotch, and we're going to send him coffee and stuff.
Well, in Hawaii, there were a lot of Japanese visitors, so I guess we could return the favor.
I had to dust off my Japanese when I was there, because I learned Japanese 2 years ago. I forgot most of it, except how to say that I hate lawyers in Japanese.
So Sandra Phillips is just back from Japan. Do you ever have to get into a conversation in Japanese?
Tell us about your trip to Japan.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because you really don't have to know Japanese to go to Japan. And that was probably the biggest surprise. It was very intimidating going there, thinking, oh my God, I can't read any of the signs, and I can't talk to people, and how am I going to figure out how to get from place to place? Well, English is everywhere.
Yeah.
English on the stores, English in the metros, English on the highway signs, English on the major street signs. And everyone takes English in school, so no matter where you get stuck, you just turn to somebody and ask them a question, and you can get an answer. So we really didn't have any problem with learning the language. But before I forget the segue here from Pearl Harbor, I did go to Hiroshima while I was there, and talk about a moving experience. There is a museum there where they actually have things from the day that the bomb dropped.
Right.
And how its effect on people's lives, on their clothes, on the buildings. And then there's a specific moving. If you ever go through, you could miss it. At the very end, there's five TV sets, and there are people telling the story of where they were that day and what happened to them.
Yeah, it's a very moving thing, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. My father was in the Dutch Merchant Marines. He was working for the Royal Inter-Ocean Lines following World War II, and in fact, he visited Hiroshima just a couple of years, and he has pictures just of what it was like in the late 40s. So it was
The city was starting just to rebuild, just
absolutely.
To come back.
And, but one of the things I found which was the most moving when we went to the Arizona was a videotape segment that they had, and they had the actual pilot of the airplane that dropped the torpedo that sunk the Arizona. And finally, and it was just his duty as a soldier during the war, but he met up finally with one of the survivors of the Arizona at the memorial. It was quite something.
Like a reconciliation of different times.
Well, the amazing thing is how far Japan has come in this short period of time, which shows you the great resistance and the fortitude of the people there.
Mm-hmm.
And the one wonderful thing about going to Japan is, besides the ease of getting around in English, but it's safe. It's kind of, you take like New York City and you take away the crime.
Uh-huh.
So you have a great metropolis. Easy to get around by subway and by the trains, and you never have to worry about crime.
Really?
You could, count your money in public. Ladies can walk down the streets at night and not worry. You could leave your sack on a train or a cab, and then there's a lost and found department.
You're kidding. Really?
Go pick it up. Yeah.
It's all part of the culture.
So I mentioned the trains, and before I leave those, I just want to say how different they are than the trains here.
Shinkansen, the high-speed train.
But just the subways in town, without even getting on the bullet train, they have electronic signs to tell you exactly which train is coming and how many minutes it will be in which direction it's going. They're all color-coded, the orange line, the green line, the red line. The Shinkansen, of course, you're talking about like an airplane on a train. So you have a seat that's like a your lounge chair in the house with more space than I've ever seen, like a first-class airplane space, and you have a tray, you have ladies coming down the aisles with food. There's not only a bathroom, but there's a changing room, a phone booth, luggage rooms. I mean, they're just, incredible. They go at 187 miles an hour.
Yippers.
And
unlike Air Subaru.
Yeah, I was just about to say that it did pass at least one Subaru on the road.
Everything comes precisely on time.
Really?
And at the exact same spot. So they actually have lines on the ground of where the doors will open when the train comes in.
I guess they need chaos management. We got to send them Lawrence Hannigan.
Oh, no. It's
instead
lovely.
Of one every 10 minutes, get them two every 20. The second one, totally empty. The first one, jam-packed full.
Now, we got to talk once you get there. Everyone has this image that it's expensive to go to Japan.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
First I'll talk about the expensive part, but then, because you know who I am, I'm going to tell you how to do it.
If anybody will find
a bargain. Oh, I found them all over the place. It's not as expensive as you think. First of all, we'll talk about the heights. In Tokyo, if you really want to spend money, if you've just won the lottery or you're just doing well at your computer job.
You can always part with your money if that's what you want to do.
There are fabulous places to stay. And, one of the old heights was the Hilton Tokyo, which was built in 84. And it was the largest hotel in the Far East when it was built. It's in an S-curve. And they have a lovely new restaurant up there called 21, which, you know, if you don't like Japanese food, you can have wonderful French fusion food with rotisserie. And you don't have to eat the raw fish if you don't want to. Also, the new luxury is the Park Hyatt. The Park Hyatt, they built this hotel on top of three office towers, and the hotel took the top floors. So they have all the views. So all the rooms have views. And the new hot restaurant in Tokyo is in the Park Hyatt Hotel, and it's the New York Grill, which is at the top of the tower.
And cook it!
We ate first at the Kozue, which is the Japanese grill there, and you can see Mount Fuji from
the top. Ooh, that's a beautiful sight.
It would be a beautiful sight if you're on top there and looking out the window.
And the food, the elegance, the luxury of that hotel is amazing. It was designed by one of the top architects in Japan. And you don't feel like you're in a hotel. You feel like you're in somebody's estate. It just doesn't have... It was designed totally different with smaller walking spaces and libraries you go through. And even your check-in is at a desk. You don't have
a
to
desk?
Check it. Yeah, you just sit down at a desk and have
a
chat.
A more personalized service. It's one-on-one service.
That's right. Something really...
Now, I had the famous blowfish at Kozue.
What was its name, Hootie?
No, you know the fish in Japan that you take a risk by eating it? It's called fugu.
Fugu.
And the chef has to be licensed in order to serve it or cut it up.
Really?
They go through courses to learn because
there's a part which is poisonous, and if you penetrate the sac, that's it?
Exactly. It's the, I wrote it down here. It's the intestines, I think, and the ovaries are poisonous. So we got a whole plate full.
Oh, boy.
And it was actually very mild tasting, and you wrap it around some leeks, and you dip it in some soy sauce, and it tastes lovely all put together. So I took a picture of that just in case it was the very last picture I took.
This is Sandra trying the fugu fish.
And this is Sandra after she ate the fugu.
Just to interrupt you, we're going to have to take time for a break. All this traveling, Chad, you must be working up an appetite, huh?
I certainly have. And you know what? I don't know what it is, but every Saturday around this time, I get a strange craving for Pizza the Nini Pizza.
Oh, well, that's a smart man.
Just one number to call, 383-6000, 31 locations in Greater Montreal. It's 11:30 in Montreal, so your Pizza the Nini Pizza will arrive before 12 noon, piping hot, oven fresh, Montreal-style pizza from a Montreal company, 383-6000.
A message for Laurie. Chad?
Hello from Bury Martineau on St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland. I'm Lita Polson at Bury Martineau, where there is the no lemon guarantee. If any of your appliances should fail, be sure that Bury Martineau will repair or replace it free of charge. And don't forget at Bury Martineau, too. You buy your furniture, your household appliances, or your electronics today, and we will warehouse them for 1 year at no charge. And all sorts of things going on here. First of all, free delivery within 200 kilometers done by the experts, even on Sundays. And we have in the home appliance department more than 41 dishwasher models to choose from, starting at $269. You've been thinking about one. We have the big promotion this weekend on the KitchenAid built-in dishwasher with electronic controls. It features three washing programs and the Energy Saver drying program, a stainless steel interior resistant to spots and odors. Plus this, I love this, the delay wash program. It's a function that allows you, the dishwasher actually, to start on itself. $6.59 after the $40 manufacturer's postal rebate. Drop by Bury Martineau, St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, mesotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are the utmost concern. Luxocor 374-8181. Open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today. 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor 374-8181.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking into Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Big news from Mishra Renov. Change your windows and doors today and don't pay a cent for 6 months with absolutely no interest.
Monsieur Renov, 274-1159.
As an added bonus, Mishra Renov will install energy-efficient low-E windows at no extra charge and still no payments or interest for 6 months. That's top-quality windows installed with 100% guarantee by Mishra Renov.
Monsieur Renov, 274-1159. 274-1159.
Hi, this is Sandra Phillips from Smart Shopping Montreal. What do I do with all that money that I've saved? I like to go traveling. That's why I love Travel World with William Backus and Stephen Pickford, right here on AM 600 CIQC.
After 14 months at sea, Jacques Cousteau observes subtle changes in his crew's behavior.
As we enter the Serre Garçossi, I noticed that Philippe has removed his wetsuit and slipped into a provocative silk teddy with matching French cut panties. I am aghast that the entire crew of the Calypso has suddenly changed into peekaboo lingerie and push-up brassieres.
Don't miss the season premiere of The Underwear World of Jacques Cousteau.
The sea is a strange mistress, and so is my first mate, Jean-Claude.
Bonjour, mon capitaine.
Uh-oh.
Tonight on PBS.
C-I-Q-C.
Girl, I want to hear you sing.
The last time we go to Waikiki Beach and play that song, right?
Yes.
Well, Cup Foxy did that.
Another year before we head down there. But
a whole year?
Whole year, but other places in between, like spring training in Jupiter, Florida.
We're going to Poconos next week.
Poconos next week. So let's get back to our discussion of Japan with Sandra Phillips. A lot of interesting things. Wearing her kimono. You're talking about food, but do you have to eat sushi? I mean, just thinking of sushi before going makes me not want to go. So do we have to eat sushi, or is it just part of the experience?
Do we have McDonald's in Japan?
Yeah, absolutely. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Absolutely. They had both of those. No, you don't have to eat. I went through all of Japan without eating sushi. I didn't eat it at all. There's all kinds of other foods. There's breaded and fried foods called kushiyagi. There's teppanyaki. They're grilled steaks. There's soba noodles and oden noodles, which are soups with noodles and meat in them. Did I say sukiyaki, which is...
Sukiyaki?
Yeah, which is a broth with pieces of meat and vegetables in it, and then you drink the broth. Deep-fried pork tempura, or the fried veggies and fishes. And it's really easy to eat anywhere all over because they have these plastic models of the food in front of each restaurant. And you see exactly...
Tastes better than the food sometimes.
No. Exactly.
Actually, a lot of those dishes sound actually quite interesting.
They are.
They would be quite edible.
So it's deep-fried
really,
sushi?
Yeah, so you don't have
to worry. Deep-fried Louis.
You don't have to worry about eating because you could see what you want. And the prices are not what you hear about in the newspapers. You could eat any all over Japan, anywhere from $3 for breakfast up to maybe $17 for dinner. You don't have these horrendous prices. We found coffee for $1.20, $2.50, not these $6-$7 that you hear about. We were able to stay in Tokyo. We have a Canadian hotel chain there. The Choice Hotels has a Clarion. And it was a lovely hotel, kind of mid-price for Japan, located right on a subway stop, easy access in a, and nice rooms, and I'd recommend staying there. And also you could go there, buy a JR pass for the trains, and then do it on your own, because there's a company called Sunrise Tours, where you could just get to a city and maybe just take a day tour or a half-day tour, or use them, for instance, I use them to take a tour out of the city to Mount Fuji and Hakone for a bath.
A Japanese bath.
We can't.
Tell us about the Japanese bathing.
Oh, we're going to talk about
Chad,
bathing.
Chad, like anything that involves nudity, eh, Chad?
Bathing and bathrooms.
Yeah, we said Chad likes anything that involves male nudity.
Hey, whoa, no, that's not what I meant.
Don't do that. The bath is an integral part of Japanese life.
It's a whole cultural experience.
Exactly.
It's almost like a spiritual awakening.
At the end of the day, it relaxes you. It's also a social activity when it's in a communal bath. The bath
A communal
is not,
bath?
Yeah, you see, you picked up on that. No, not co-ed. Because
orange has just waned.
No more.
The bath is for relaxing. It has nothing to do with getting clean.
Hang loose. Go on.
Nice. you have to wear just your kimono. There's a kimono in every room.
Mm-hmm.
And you wear that to the bathroom, in which you sit on a little stool, and there's a little shower thing and soap, and you soap yourself
the
up.
Golden toilet.
We didn't get to that yet.
No.
Wash yourself down.
Let the tuba
down,
joke, okay?
And then after you're totally, absolutely clean, then you are ready to go into the bath just to soak. And then you put... And then after you're totally, absolutely clean, then you are ready to go into the bath just to soak. And then you put the little washcloth on your head that you've washed with to keep track of yours as opposed to everybody else's.
Okay.
You got to be good at balancing. That's if you're in the communal one. There's lots of hot springs. There's thousands of
hot springs
all over the country because it's a volcanic country. So you have lots to choose from. Now, the bathrooms, they were fun. We got to try the electronic toilets.
The electronic toilet?
Yes.
What's an electronic toilet?
It's a toilet that has many features to help clean you. You have buttons on
the
side.
Don't tell me. There's four buttons. W-W-W-A...
I'm not even going to go there.
PP and TR, right? I heard this one before.
Japanese are fastidious about cleanliness. You can eat anywhere. Everything is spotless. And this is another part of this concept. You have buttons so you can clean your bum with a nice hot water spray.
That would be warm water. That's a WW button.
Then you could change that from hot to cold and the pressure of it.
Not too cold.
Then for ladies, you could have a douche and again change the temperature. Then there's some of them have a steamer that will steam it all off. You don't even need to use toilet paper. You get a little blast of hot air.
Nice blast of 187 degree water.
Also, bathrooms have, because of the cleanliness, you know, you have to take your shoes off in any Japanese home or shrine or whatever.
Mm.
It's true in the bathroom as well. You never wear your inside slippers into the bathroom. You have to wear the toilet slippers. So you take one pair of slippers off, you put another pair of slippers on just when you're in the toilet area.
If you put too much electronic toilet paper in there, it all overflows.
No, there's no toilet paper and no tissues because that would make dirt and germs. So
toilet paper?
You bring your own.
That's what the invite falls was trying to record.
You bring your little packs of tissues that they've come. No, no, not that.
Right, no, this is
right
soya
here.
Sauce.
Right here, I brought some.
Don't use the wrong envelope.
Soya sauce.
All the subway stations hand out these free packs of tissues with ads on them. And so you just, as you go, you pick up all these free packs of tissues and you use them for your hands and for whatever. And in restaurants, they don't give you napkins either. You have to have your little packets of tissues. Men and women still walk around with handkerchiefs.
Really?
Yeah, their own handkerchiefs to wash their hands because they're so concerned
about
cleanliness.
The germs. But you look at some of those different free handouts. Now, you think, again, we're talking about how the pricing may seem at times to be exorbitant. Would you come across anything that is worth buying from a shopping perspective?
The shopping is more expensive there. So, you know, basically you're just going to bring home trinkets because, you know, they're fun to bring something home. But I went to the electronics district, Akihabara, in Tokyo, and it was more expensive than here. The camera that I paid $400 for in Montreal, because I know where to buy it, was $600 there. But before we go, I want to talk about some of the neato things.
Yeah, some of the really unique things that you really have to see.
Yeah, I have a list of neato. Keys for your hotel. When you get it, it's either a card or a key.
Mm-hmm.
You put it in a little slot by the door when you walk into your room, and the lights go on. So A, when you leave the room, they never have people leaving the lights on, because you've got to take the key out. And B, you always know where the key is.
Oh.
You never lose the key.
That's good for us, eh?
On highways, they have mirrors around curves, so you could see the cars that are coming and going. Sometimes they even have them on staircases in big subway stations as well. The taxi had a global positioning system in his
taxi.
So he
can't get lost.
Can't get lost. Umbrellas, when it rains a lot in Japan.
How far can you go in Japan that you need a global positioning system? It's like Ray was telling
us. There's no addresses or street signs in
finding your way around on streets
there's no addresses at
is very difficult.
Recreate
so you
the
have
Dallas
to get
experience.
A map as to where you're going, and you're given directions by landmarks. You know, it's this far from the department store or the shrine, so you really need that. One bus driver actually had a closed-circuit TV on the back of his bus so he could see who was in back of him. There are umbrella racks outside the restaurants and hotels and stores. I mean, you just leave your umbrella outside so you don't drip all over the stores and get people wet. When you come out, your umbrella is still there. You know, hundreds of umbrellas all lined up.
Wow.
Stocked fridges, you know, every fridge when you go into a nice hotel is there with all kinds of things that no one's
overpriced. Coke?
Yeah, exactly. So one day we just took a look at one of these interesting teas in the fridge. And we put it back. And when we went to pay our bill, they said you had something from the fridge. We said, no, we didn't eat anything from the fridge. They said, well, we have a thing here that you took something out of the fridge. It's electronic, the fridge.
So
the maids don't have to check what's missing.
So your famous trick won't work anymore.
Oh, I know about that trick.
Yes.
Anyway, don't miss. If you go to Japan and you know, you're going to see the sights. I'm not going to talk about those. But what are some of the things you shouldn't miss? When you go to Tokyo, the Sony showroom, you can see all the latest things that are out, all the newest gadgets. Kappabashi kitchen area. This is the area where they design all those plastic models of foods that you see in all the restaurants.
Neat.
And they have all the, I brought here some chopsticks, and they have all the dishes and bowls. And it's a good place to buy things to come home. The opening of a department store. Department store, there is nothing like a department store here.
Really?
Service, service, service. When you go in at 10 o'clock in the morning, all the salespeople bow you in.
Kidding.
They are there with the general manager thanking you for shopping in their store. A home visit, it's free. You sign up at the Tourist Information Center. I mentioned earlier Sunrise Tours, and I should give out the phone number because this is the place in Toronto where you can order any of your tour guides, or you can get your JR ticket from them. It's 1-800-268-5942. Sleep at least one night in a Japanese style room as opposed to a Western style room. They're called ryokans, and you get to sleep on the tatami mats are on the floor, and then you have a futon to sleep on. The rooms are very small.
Isn't
in Japan.
Futon the Japanese word for lower back pain?
I slept the best, my best night's sleep were the nights I slept on the futons. But they have the buckwheat pillows. They're little grains of buckwheat.
Yes, I heard about buckwheat pillows. Sandra, any last words?
When is the best time to go? We just have a minute or so to go. But when's the best time of the year to go to avoid the crowd?
April and October for the weather, because it's like spring and fall, perfect conditions. In April, you're going to see everything in bloom, and a lot of Japan touring is on gardens. And then for the same reason, October, the cooler weather, less humidity, and then you get the fall colors in all the gardens.
Great.
Right. Well, sounds like you had a great time in Japan.
Wonderful time, and it's always great having you in studio with us, Sandra. It's thanks for coming. Please come again often. And, Chad, it's time for us to take our break.
Travel World will continue.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Go choose some way to play.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Kind of look like a couple of red lobsters.
CIQC, Montreal.
Good morning from Bowie Matsuno, St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland. I'm Lita Poulsen. This is a great time of the year to buy furniture, to buy home appliances, to buy electronics. Best possible prices right now. And we've got, first of all, at Bowie Matsuno, the best products on the market at the best prices that defy the competition. Spacious stores that offer furniture, household appliances, electronics all under one roof, and a large parking lot at every location. That makes your life a lot easier. And in the electronics department, more than 18 camcorder models to choose from, starting at $449. On promotion this weekend, we have the JVC VHS compact camcorder. The program AE with special effects offers you 7 built-in choices. The 22 times optical hyper zoom allows you to obtain magnificent optical close-ups in 2 seconds. And also the precision 5-head system. This ensures an excellent picture for you. That's $549 this weekend. We're open till 5 o'clock. The promotions continue tomorrow to 11 till 5. Below in Matsuno, St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusportsack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Tune in to CIQC AM 600 every weekday morning at 7:45 for Jim Duff's unique look at the French press. Brought to you by Montreal's original home of fine furniture, Bedford Interiors. You'll find dining room, living room, and bedroom suites that will last for generations. Plus great gift ideas, the perfect accessory for every taste at Bedford Interiors. If you appreciate the finest value and service, visit Bedford Interiors at 1850 Hymas, east of Sources.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top 5 fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Dragon Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagri, 626-3132.
Dim sum. You love it for lunch, so enjoy it at Maison Cam Phong, famous for its incredible dim sum selection. Fabulous palate pleasers by the dozens. Try as many as your appetite can handle. Besides lots of choice, Maison Cam Phong provides lots of space. There's always room for you, and it's so reasonably priced. Visit Maison Cam Phong upstairs at 1008 Clark between Vigier and Lagochetier in Montreal's Chinatown, and also in Saint Laurent at 1938 Timmins, corner of Laurentian.
Delaney at WKMG Channel 6 in Orlando, Florida. Keep listening for my exclusive Florida reports on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on CIQC.
And I want to hear you sing.
Well, I guess it's a different way of working for the weekend. Chad, welcome back to Travel World with Willem, Steven, the hands of Chad behind the console. I guess with all these women in the studio, Chad's getting a little bit flustered.
Yeah, he just... he's,
last time I give you an
Freudian
slip, calendar.
Putting on the air what he's thinking, yes.
Well, Chad, we're going to have to send you down to the beach. I just got stressed out on this trip.
Hampton Beach in December, yes.
Before we continue, before we're done with the wonderful and lovely Sandra Phillips and all the beautiful goodies she brings in, I do want to introduce the newest member of the Travel World team, one of our correspondents, Natasha. Natasha, take the mic. You got to talk into the heart.
Talk right into the microphone.
So, Natasha, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? And you're a student in travel journalism, right?
Yes, I am. I used to study in communications in university, and right now I'm studying tourism at LaSalle College.
Uh-huh.
So I'm almost done with that. I only have a few months to go.
That's terrific. Yes. And you're working on a project right now above caves in Quebec, that kind of thing? That's where people think we're from. But anyway.
Yeah, we go back into it right after the show.
How surprising.
Whoever gave you that idea?
I don't know, eh? Maybe just being here with you guys. I don't know. There's something about it. Yeah, we're working on a project. There's a lot of caves in Quebec. Right now we're doing marketing. We're doing all the marketing for them, marketing promotion for La Société d'Espéologie du Québec.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is really is they take care of the development, the preservation, and all that of all the caves that we have in Quebec. And there's a lot of them, and they're really beautiful, but nobody knows about them. And so right now we're trying to get them, you know, a little bit known, to help them out a bit. And
well, that's true. We like ecotourism. You mentioned to me that there are a couple right here on the island.
There's one. There's one in St. Leonard. It's really, really small, though. But the one advantage about it is for people that are afraid of going into a cave, they don't know if they're going to be claustrophobic or, you know, whatever, it can probably give you a good idea. That's what I was afraid of, and I went there, and they have, like, two little tunnels. They're really, really small, but it gave me the confidence to go in something bigger. So that's what I would recommend it for, or to initiate children.
Initiate children.
Well, you know,
into the format.
You're not getting out.
Well, we look forward to hearing more about
that. We're going to lock you in here, and you're going to stay here forever.
Yeah.
Mommy!
That's an interesting thing. Another interesting thing.
We just have a few moments to talk about.
Yeah, a few things. Yes, talking about 5-year-olds in Des Moines. No, the
bats of
Polk County. Yes, a few minutes left in the show, and joining us on the line as well today is Eileen Gilbert. And
Eileen, not recreating the Lucien Bouchard experience.
No,
bad joke. Ooh.
And she's putting together sort of a nutrition at sea. Cruise, get away from it all in the month of January. If you can share a few details about that cruise with us, Eileen.
Thanks very much for having me on. Hi, everyone. Hi, Sandra. Always nice to listen to her experiences. She's so interesting. Yes, earlier this year, Gina Ray from Form an Ideal Travel approached me. She said one of the big issues about people cruising when they try to sell cruises is they're very concerned about the midnight buffet, sumptuous meals, a room service, etc., etc. And of course, a lot of cruisers are people in the over 40 crowd who have the means, don't have children during the off-season travel. And often there's problems. There's medical problems, could be heart disease or whatever, or they're just watching their weight. So we're presenting the Grandeur of the Seas, which is an absolutely magnificent ship. I saw this. They flew me down in Boston end of September to see the ship and the facilities. And we're presenting Lifestyles at Sea. I'll be leading the group and giving daily lectures and being available to people with their concerns. And as a nutritionist in practice for 28 years, I always find people have food questions. And we'll be leading daily walks and exercise and...
Walk not like walk with Yan, huh?
Yeah. There'll be slow walks, there'll be fast walks.
And there'll be chicken fried walks?
Yeah, the chicken fried walk, that's right. we're getting a lot of interest because people would also like someone to lead a group, someone to be responsible, whatever. And especially with the wonderful meals on the cruise ships, and of course now today the meals are available. There's a spa cuisine on all ships, and you can pick and choose. Although a lot of people who've called had said that they're not interested in the dietitian, but they thought that the price and the time were terrific. So there are going to be people coming along in the group who will be attending my lectures, be interested in being part of the group, and others who are just interested in the package and the ship and the ports of call. So it's sort of open to everyone. We're leaving January 23rd to the 30th, 7 nights out of Miami. It includes round-trip flight on Air Canada. A lot of people are deciding, because it's Air Canada and not a charter, they're able to go several days early or a week early or stay after. You get advanced seat selection, and if you're flying on the day, the Saturday, to the Saturday, there'll be transfers from the Miami airport and the Port of Miami. And this includes everything, $1,850 Canadian funds, all taxes and everything included, including me.
All right, including you.
Including you. And
me.
If you're single,
right?
Eileen, thanks for that. Do we have a phone number?
Yeah, where should people call to?
Right, yes. Okay, you can reach me at my office at 484-2200 or Gina Ray at Voyage Foreman Ideal at 342-7799.
And that's January 23rd, 1 week on Royal Caribbean's Grandeur of the Seas, the seven-day Eastern Caribbean cruise. At some of the ports of calls include Labadee, RCCL's own private island, San Juan, St. Thomas, Coco Key. So interesting cruise experience where you can actually learn something, and sounds like a lot
and
of fun.
Have fun.
Eileen Gilbert, thanks for joining us
Thank you very much. Letting
us in on that sort of a different experience.
Yeah, Eileen just reminded me when she said about the walking and the exercise and the nutrition. There's great walking tours of Kyoto run by Esprit Travel in California. I want to give out the phone number for people who don't like to sort of drag around the country and kind of want to lose weight while they travel.
Run by an
expert, by somebody who lived in Kyoto and knows all the secret places to go to and all the special calligraphers and monks and back ways that people wouldn't know about. Esprit Travel, phone number 310-829-6060. And it's not terribly expensive for inclusive your flight from L.A., all your hotels, your meals, and all the touring. No other fees. It's about $3,000
U.S.
For 2 weeks in Japan.
Ooh.
I mean, that's a deal.
No, that's a good price, too. So.
Any phone number to call, Sandra?
Yeah, I'll give it again. 310-829-6060. If they want a fax, 310-828-3564.
And talking about faxes and phone numbers, just as we wrap it up today, remember to get your contest entries in Romance in South Florida. What you would consider the most romantic things you could do in Miami and South Florida, one page only. Get that.
No erotic literature.
Just that one pager.
Think Harlequin.
Travel World, all one word, lowercase letters at reporters.net. Fax 624-8887. And you could be jetting down for 4 days, 3 nights in the month of January to escape Ice Storm 99, air, hotel, and shopping vouchers from the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau. Next week, we'll be luxuriating in the romance capital of America, Caesar's Pocono Palace Resort, the jacuzzi tubs and the champagne glass jacuzzis, and getting a massage and playing golf and eating to our heart's content. Next week, the Pocono Mountains, a great place to visit.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us. It's Will and Backus. Here's Hands of Chad behind the console. Thank you, Sandra, for joining us once again. Natasha, thank you for coming in, and we look forward to hearing from you more on upcoming shows.
And I'm Stephen Pickford. Join us again next Saturday from 11 to noon right here for Travel World on AM 600 CIQC, Montreal's interactive information station.